Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You know, I've been here, what, 3 years in a row? And I always say, you know, those of us who come together, no matter how small, says that we love and care for each other. And as you just said, Bridget, it means so much. So thank you. To Reverend Alec Holt, Mrs. Karen Schreiber Mason, our lay pastoral team, thank you for inviting me to be the speaker this morning as we celebrate the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In 2016, Allegheny College published a paper I wrote titled, Realizing the Beloved Community. It was more than a review of the research about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s philosophy of nonviolence. It was remembering the segregated South in which I grew up in Laura, Mississippi, and the role my family played in the civil rights movement. It was also a conversation about Dr. King Jr. with many dear friends here in French Creek Valley. The belief that the white race is inherently physically, intellectually, or culturally superior to others, and therefore has a right to dominate them, has created profound racial tension and conflict in America. This is racism. Of course, we know this belief to be untrue. In fact, all humankind shares a genome that is 99.5% identical. Albert Einstein, a theoretical physicist best known for his theory of relativity, was also an outspoken member of the NAACP. He said in 1946, racism is America's worst disease. Yet, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. believed we could eliminate racism. He so eloquently talked about this in his I Have a Dream speech, delivered on August 28, 1963, to over 250,000 people from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. The I Have a Dream speech is a reflection of the world house in which we have to live together, black and white, Easterner and Westerner, Gentile and Jew, Catholic and Protestant, a family unduly separated in ideas, culture, and interests, who, because we can never live apart, must learn to live with each other in peace. Today, I am blessed to be 85 years old, having lived in Meadville about 50 of those years. I'd say this is home. And there are so many reasons I have come to call it so and to know it as a beloved community. Maybe it's because I met this guy called Bus Dixon, who was born and raised here, where he and his sister grew up with mostly Italian Americans. They were friends who played together, hung out together, cared about each other, and Bus learned to cook the best Italian dishes in town. In fact, each time our relatives visited us in Meadville, they put in an order for Bus's Italian breakfast, potatoes, eggs, and sausages, his lasagna with plenty of meat, the spaghetti and meatballs, the breads, and the list goes on. When they came, they dared me in the kitchen, except to do the dishes. Maybe it is because the beloved community, to me, is an experience over and over again that I've had in Meadville. Maybe it's because just last year, this year, Lord Jefferson Street's infrastructure was improved and the paved street brought us up to date. I talked with some of those expert workers who were skilled and kind, and I even had a little space where I could park my vehicle off the street. My goodness, they gave me that space. Maybe it's because we have doctors and nurses who treat people with respect. Maybe it's because I lost my house key and the policeman came to help me to get into the house. And again, when a bat came, and took over. Maybe it's because I got in a ditch, and instead of being trapped upside down, the Westmead Fire Department came to my rescue. Maybe it's because I worked with some wonderful teachers, administrators, and staff at the Meadville Area Middle School. Maybe it's because collaborators from organizations all over Meadville, my goodness, come together to make this a beloved community. I hope always to learn and grow from the million plus experiences in our beloved community. Theologian Josiah Ross, an American philosopher, came up with the beloved community in 1913. He believed, "My life means nothing either theoretically or practically unless I am a member of a community." Dr. King Jr. popularized this philosophy and saw the beloved community as a type of spirit and a type of love that can create friends, a spirit that is always flexible, unhurried, and kind. It is this love that will bring about miracles. This spirit indeed moves through this community. So this year, I took to and I looked to several of my friends to get their thoughts on the question, how do you think we are realizing the beloved community? How do your ideas and mine intersect? I got an early start on this question in Meadville. I worked with, as I said, some extraordinary teachers and community members who, like Trustee Rob Smith and Dr. Nancy Smith say, in Meadville, it is easy to find common ground and connect. We can come together on one item and disagree on another, but it is in the item of common ground that we come together. Someone sees a need, and this becomes a living organism, gathering others who see the need. In this same vein, Professor Wendy Kozerski comments, in the past year, the Meadville Public Library has really become a hub of the community by providing a space on the top floor for gatherings planned and unplanned. People are glad to be gathering together and eager to tackle issues that recognize the community, that they recognize in the community. There seems to be a real effort by people to pause and think about who should be included in discussions and plans. More people are involved in decision making. You know, Meadville is not chicken in dealing with tough issues. Evidence supports this. As early as 1835, most of Meadville was agitated against the institution of slavery, held a meeting in the courthouse, and organized the first anti-slavery society. Perhaps the John Brown Society, under the leadership of Mr. Ed Ettinger, has unearthed more of this history. It is important to note that by 1957, Meadville needed to once again look at racial integration. A commission was organized and an extensive study was made. On April 30th, 1959, the commission issued its findings to the city of Meadville. The report was presented in five divisions: housing, employment, education, churches, and community relations. Housing was at the top of the list because it most heavily involved racial integration, and more than two-thirds of the city's people of color lived in substantial dwellings in the third and fifth wards. The commission concluded that in order for Meadville to eliminate the housing barrier, it needed to move forward on an all-out aggressive community growth program. This takes years. The Meadville Housing Authority proceeded with plans to erect housing units. The First Presbyterian Church and Stone United Methodist Church formed Fairmont Fairview, Now, listen to Dr. David Miller. Common Roots, under the directorship of Julie Wilson, was organized in 2016 as an all-volunteer effort to create permanently affordable, environmentally friendly housing that builds wealth, security, and community. The Northwest Pennsylvania Investment Cooperative purchased its first property at 840 Market Street. And as for Fifth Ward, Mrs. Maria Rosada Husband, director of the HOPE Initiative, voiced, "In recent years, I've found myself realizing just how far we have come as a community. Our city has become a welcoming place of amazing people and opportunities. I am watching the community of Fifth Ward grow, work, play, eat, and celebrate together. We are a resilient community." Some of my friends talked about education. Education in the Crawford Central School District and Allegheny College share a rich history of progress. School Improvement Councils, the Meadville Latchkey Program, my goodness, and Project Success and Landscapes for Learning. Landscapes for Learning is a concept envisioned and taught by Dr. Maxine Green at Columbia University. It was introduced to Allegheny College and our community by Dr. Jan Hyatt, who has seen the development of webbing landscaping tentacles. And the Unitarian Church has also played a major role in this, supporting the after-school program for elementary students, the preschool program, and others. Though Dr. Hyde and I didn't know each other, and we didn't know what each other was doing at the time, I did a life history study of Dr. Green working through Kent State University and Columbia University. Over a three-year period, I read almost everything Dr. Green had ever written. I talked with her, I walked with her in New York, throughout Columbia University communities, and I was with her in her classroom, in the city where she volunteered. I interviewed her colleagues and her students. Then in 2022, ProQuest published my findings titled Meaning Making with Maxine Green on her work as a philosopher, teacher, educator. Dr. Green was so much like Dr. King, and her works also spilled over into the Meadville Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Mentoring Program, where collaborating teachers from all walks of this community and, my goodness, and the county came in to help. And of course, you were one of those teachers, Mrs. Mason. You taught our students yoga. We appreciate that. So, my goodness. And look at all the other things our community taught our students. Enrichments in math, science, STEM, English communication, service learning, health and nutrition, and character building. Mr. Joseph Gabo III of the Meadville Beloved Community Program just postulated, "I see no better example of the beloved community than in this program. The forging of governmental and educational forces in the form of Crawford Central School District, the Pennsylvania Department of Education, and Allegheny College have produced an invaluable asset for at-promise youth. There was the Unity Institute in days gone by that provided services to adults and education and children. I mean, there was the Crawford County Reed Program, graduating up to 100 or more adults each year. Then after it dissolved, some of us talked and worked with Mr. Ken Achenbaugh, who took up the mantle." This is what happens in Meadville. Reverend Melissa Burnett observingly replied, "I applaud the Crawford County School for Adult Education, who works to provide quality education services and learning that change lives and foster civic engagement through employability skills and GED tutoring. And then there's Heidi Cooper Park. It is a renewed vision for public and safe spaces for children and families, which will provide recreational opportunities for generations of city residents, cites Reverend Melissa Burnett and Dr. David Miller. And you know, both Reverend Burnett and Reverend Sarah Roncalada sense the spirit of beloved community in the meetings where concerned educators, the NAACP Education Committee, parents and community members come together to work on the Crawford Central School District Comprehensive Plan. We in Meadville are futuristic in our thinking and planning. Dr. David Miller declared, a group of Meadville citizens began developing a climate action plan. This plan was passed by City Council in August of 2019. You know, we are realizing the beloved community through our faith-based organizations. These organizations, as Reverend Roncalada affirms, work independently and together to provide services for those facing significant challenges around housing, childcare, food, medical assistance, and the list goes on. Our faith-based organizations support the soup kitchen financially and through volunteerism. Our citizens volunteer their time here and at various sites in the community. Our profits and nonprofits complement our faith-based organizations. I tell you, we work together. The third option, Hope for a Divided Nation, has been going on now in Meadville for several years. Mrs. Jan Philippa, the chair of this group, provides an in-depth exploration of empowerment that allows us to treat all people as sacred human beings. In the past, we have enjoyed the fellowship through shared reading. This year, under Partners in Education, we revived common reading using the book, When You Wonder, You're Learning, Mr. Rogers' Enduring Lessons for Raising Creative, Curious, and Caring Kids. You know, it's amazing how much Dr. Rogers and Dr. King were alike. I'm sure some of you read this book, where the focus is on a beloved neighborhood, a place of curiosity and kindness, simple joys found in a complicated world, communicating with each other, caring about others, and building an ideal community. Osvaldo Mesa, our Allegheny College Bana, and I went to the Rogers Institute at St. Vincent University in La Trobe, Pennsylvania. And we came back finding ways to use many of Mr. Rogers' techniques. The most important one to us, even now, was to expand our way of teaching students to appreciate the many people who enrich their lives. Have them come in and talk with the students. Now, our first celebrity speaker was Mr. Rob Smith some, 13 years ago? But we developed Meadville, the community, the beloved community, for the same reason that students could understand and appreciate businesses, industries, nonprofits, church missions like yours, medical and response systems, media, and so on, that work together to ensure a great Meadville where they can grow, where they may work and be successful, where they may go anywhere in the world and stand tall. Superintendent Thomas Washington will be the speaker tomorrow night at Dr. King's birthday celebration, and he will bring together the philosophies of Dr. King and Dr. Rogers. That should be interesting. The media is a positive force in Meadville. What's in the news from the Meadville Tribune is one of our students' favorite class assignments. Our local radio stations share community building activities, and Armstrong is Meadville's historian alongside the Historical Society. Downtown Meadville has an attractive new look. an exciting new look. Have you seen it? Going downtown is like going to an upscale tourist village. Ms. Heather Fish, president of the Meadville Independent Business Alliance, is an excellent leader. And we're talking about getting the tour organized so when people come, they can take that tour. This speech certainly has to end in a timely fashion. And I am aware that there is even more to share about the beloved community. As Ms. Autumn Vogel shouted out, the work we are doing in Meadville is a direct result of Dr. King's call for a beloved community. And therefore, we believe that we are realizing the beloved community because more and more we are honoring the inherent worth of every human being. We are seeking to understand each other and build relationships. We believe our lives are linked together and our actions impact the lives of everyone we encounter. We dedicate ourselves to the fundamental rights of every human being. These rights are justice, equity, and equality. We are not afraid of the word love because we recognize it is the power of the human spirit to triumph over injustice, inequality, and suffering. A true hero's journey, a personal social change. Love is the power to unite. So we're trying to get rid of institutional barriers against housing, education, and employment. We are trying to include individuals from diverse social and cultural groups in networks of information and opportunities. In conclusion, we must keep working on our beloved community, where it becomes polished and glistening for others to see and emulate beyond our borders. We must keep climbing to get to that mountaintop that Dr. King envisioned. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.